Last time on Just Roll With It, we went up against the house in the casino that we've been stuck in, and we managed to win. But not without me being turned blue, and also into a ferret. With the house defeated though, we were finally able to set everybody free, and Corton was finally able to get that milk that he set out for 10 long years ago. He's off to find his family again, but we're off to find a new adventure. And whatever adventure we may find, we're gonna have to just roll with it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Just Roll With It. My name is Groizley, and I'm the DM.
My name is Bisley, and I play Chip.
My name is Condi, and I play Jay.
My name is Charlie Slimesicle, and I play Gillian Tidestrider.
I'm fucking pissed.
And where we last left off. Ooh. The three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, return to the high seas after blowing up your boat, saving an island of endless laughter, and getting a new ship as a reward. You came upon a spire of gold, towering above the waters, traversing the sea like a ship, known to be the Blue Royale Casino. As your ship came close, the building extended its invitation, and you all eagerly accepted. Inside, you experienced an extravagant interior and many ways to test your luck. And speaking of luck, you watched a dragonborn in a lavish pink suit on an unimaginably long winning streak in blackjack. The three of you met Clorton, and together, you indulged in the many money-making opportunities and entertainment activities. However, unfortunately, it seemed your luck was already spent. Leaving the blackjack table, the lot of you, excluding Gillian, became intoxicated on a magical lobster cocktail that drove you to stay in the casino and take risks, leading to a total loss of all of your money. This allowed those of you that were under it to break free of the drink spell, which did not go unnoticed. The spotlights turned on all of you, and in a theatrical display, you all fought against the casino's bodyguards who were attempting to restrain you. Once overcoming this encounter, you were all invited to take one final gamble by the casino's owner, a static silhouette that only appeared on screens, Mr. Dice. You took the uncomfortably long elevator ride,
filling the silence
with inventing a pyramid scheme to the very top of the Blue Royale Casino's tower, which turned out to be one large game of roulette, complete with an audience and an open-roofed sky arena. During the game, you are able to choose high risk or low risk, with the consequences of losing being as high or as low. However, with Gillian and Chip entering one of the slots, you found that the game was rigged against you, and you were meant to lose and be killed for the show's finale. But due to Clorton being a man of many briefcases, you were able to cheat the house and win one of the rounds. This turned the audience against and angered Mr. Dice, who in a fit of rage, extended robotic limbs from a massive dice-shaped form and began to fight you all. It was bizarre, very dangerous, and yet exciting, and ended with a bang as Clorton landed the final briefcase blow. With the end of Mr. Dice in this form, the casino's power shut off, and the spell on the customers, including the audience, was lifted. With the show over and the casino closed, you all headed back to your ships, realizing you'd been here much longer than it felt like. Clorton, specifically, having been here for nearly a decade. He told you his only goal was to get to the store and then get home, but forgot to bring his wallet and thus tried his luck at the casino. With the Albatross, he pulled his rowboat to the nearest Sea Mart, a floating convenience store chain, and helped get what he needed and back on his way. And that is where we pick back up.
Guys, I don't remember any of that, but did you see his pink suit?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, his pink suit.
Oh man. Did you see that? You see how it was pink?
Dude, there was some other shit happened. That suit was
I don't know who,
pink. That suit was definitely pink.
I've never seen a pinker suit. I'll say that. Most suits I've seen,
but it doesn't matter. This
pink.
One was also pink.
This, oh yeah, very,
and,
very, very pink.
And God, what else can I say about that?
What else is memorable here?
There's nothing. Wait, so Grizz, what the fuck happened again?
So, read the recap again.
From the top, baby.
No.
Okay, here's what I remember. You guys met Clorton. He had a pink suit. You then left. Let's go!
Woo!
Big
Woo!
Sue.
I think it was more magenta, personally.
That's it? That's what? All you remember?
That's all there was, baby.
Oh my
no,
god.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome. I really liked it.
You guys watch Clort and row his pimped out rowboat far into the distance.
Oh,
and you hear old man Earl groan as he was knocked unconscious by one of the briefcases that was thrown onto your ship.
Oh shit.
As Clorton sailed away.
Are we right back here? Are we right in it?
The Rolls Royce. That's what it was called. I was trying to remember.
The Rolls Royce. The Rolls Royce. Yep, that's what
hey,
I dubbed
I check
it.
Old man Earl's pulse. Is he dead?
Old man. Young man Earl, are you still kicking?
I used lay on hands for him for a couple points. Actually, wait, I don't have any of those left. I give him a couple slaps across the cheek and splash a little water in his face.
You do that, and you hear the ch-ch-ch-ch, and you try to wake him up, and for a second he's silent, and then again, he shivers and goes,
Everyone gather around, let's all say a little something.
No,
no, he's not gonna die.
It's not. He's not gonna die. I used cure wounds on him.
Would you like to be thrown over port or starboard?
I cure his wounds. I use cure wounds on him.
Give him a beautiful burial. He will return to the ecosystem of the sea.
Yo, we can't kill him. Jake, get his other side.
My hip is broken. It's gonna be like 2,000 gold to fix it.
3 HP. 3 HP.
2,000 gold? I look over at my pile of gold.
I gave all of my gold. I start taking gold from them. Here it is.
You need it.
We don't have that much. You know, we don't have that much money, do we? Hey, I wonder what's in. I wonder what's inside of this briefcase.
I open up the briefcase.
Oh shit!
Which one?
Quick.
The one that was thrown at Earl.
Strength check.
Strength check?
Why?
Just flat strength? Natural one.
Let's go!
I don't even have to roll it, but I'm going to anyways, because I wanna roll something.
It's just a rock shaped like a briefcase.
He rolled it too! Ah! You go to grab the briefcase and you realize that Old Man Ortle's clutching it with one of his hands and he's not letting go.
So we tied technically because
we
both got two.
We'll sink him with his treasure. It's only
this is my reward, my money. Hands off, bitch.
I looked down at the briefcase. Clorton gave me. I want to open it up if I'm strong enough.
I need more money. I need money, or I'm not gonna live.
I open up my briefcase to find more money.
I think that we do throw him off.
I need to find more money in my briefcase so we can save Old Man Earl's hip that somehow got broken by being hit in the head with a briefcase.
This is starting to feel like an insurance scam. This man.
We don't have insurance. Do you think he's about to start a pyramid scheme?
Jay, roll an insight check. Sorry, my cup leaked all over my desk.
Oh, shit.
It's leaking.
6. Not doing too great today.
You have an inkling that Old Man Earl might be fibbing, but he also kind of does look like he looks like a really good. This is a really good display of acting.
You know what?
We need to save him! I'm opening up my briefcase. I need to find 2,000 gold!
Okay.
I'm really tired.
So if I remember correctly, you guys all have four briefcases in total. The two that Jay and Ship left with, the one that mm-hmm. Clorton gave Gillian, and the one that he threw at Old Man Earl.
I thought theirs were full of money, and
yeah, it was.
We,
yeah,
we filled it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Theirs was full of money. I'm just making sure that you guys have four briefcases in total.
Oh, yes. For sure. Yeah, I think we all kind of have one. Yeah.
So, Gillian, you go to open up your briefcase, and inside. It seems to be this black void. So you open it up and it's just empty space, but there's no bottom.
I stick my head in, I look around, I need to save Earl, dude, he's on a timer.
Oh my god. Okay.
is this your way of giving us a briefcase of holding?
That'd be pretty funny.
Connie, shut up. I need to see what happens.
That's
when you
what
put
I thought
your head
at first too, but I didn't want to just dive in as much as I was like, I want to dive in.
Yeah, so Gillian, you put your head inside of it and then immediately realize that you cannot breathe. But your head goes all the way inside of it and it feels like you could keep going, but you can't breathe.
It's the Clorton realm in there. There's nothing in there. I close up the briefcase.
Clorton realm?
It's the Clorton realm.
What?
Is he in there? I want to grab it. I want to put my head in it.
Okay, yeah, he puts his head in there.
Okay.
I have a smile on my face when I put it on my head, and then when I lift it up, my hair is just like all over the place, and I just have a look of just despair on my face.
Just horror.
Do you turn it upside down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he would to put his head in, right?
Yeah, so as you flip the briefcase over and open it up wide enough so that you can put your head in, as you're going to put your head in, this, you feel like, as something falls out of the briefcase and hits you on the head, and it feels like this very dense metal object. And as it hits the ground, you guys see this this metal rod rolling on the ground of the ship.
Does it that fall falls out of the my
briefcase. Old man Earl, will yes. this will this do well for your out. New hip?
Okay.
I have 3 HP.
Well, it wouldn't do 3 HP, but it definitely hurts. Maybe like 1 point. 1 point. No, no, no. It just falls. It falls out of this endless space of or you pretty much would gather as you putting your head in it that it is an extra dimensional space, and when you turn it upside down, the object that was inside of it falls out.
I pick up Clorton's rod.
Okay.
What the fuck? What is it?
It just looks like a metal, small, it's not like, it's maybe shorter than a short sword. So only a bit longer than the hilt of your own sword. And it's just metal, kind of a hexagonal shape rod. And it has a pressable top and on the top and bottom of it.
Yeah, I swing it around. It's not even that well balanced.
You basically just start batoning.
Yeah, start batoning. I'm gonna press the buttons. Obviously, at some point, I'm gonna press the buttons.
Okay, so you're flipping the rod throughout your fingers and up and down, and then when you catch it, you press one of the buttons, and then you try and throw it back up again, but the rod fixates in place.
Oh shit! Cool. All right, sick.
Okay, old man Earl. Bite on this. We're gonna do
with interest 5,000 gold.
An emergency operation. Wait,
2,000 gold with interest 5,000 gold.
Gillian, he's lying to you. Gillian, he's lying to you. Like
no, he looks really sick. I think we've gotta do the surgery right now.
I can see the light. Wait, what?
All right, here, Gil, pass me that sword. We're gonna have to cut into his head.
I don't
pass him the sword.
I'm too tired for this bullshit.
In fact, I look at both of them, and then I just walk back down into the ship.
Okay.
Gil.
The rod just spins in midair.
Oh, no. I'm taking the rod.
Okay. You go to click the other button on the bottom, and then it moves like normal once again.
Oh, sorry. He left this.
Right. Come on, Earl. Get up. I pick him up.
So how did it go?
It was a good fine. Try, you two. What are you?
We weren't gonna do surgery on him.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't even have the money for that.
I tried to scam him like you told me, Chip, but they weren't falling for it.
We did good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was great. We fought a guy, did a thing, saved the day.
Were there any, you know, hotties? Wink, wink. He says the words,
yeah, there
wink,
was.
Wink.
She, she didn't turn out to be quite what I thought she was.
Didn't get married again.
She's going down.
God, I hope not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Wish I could have gone in there. I walked up to the front. They said there was an age limit.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
There
what
were
it
a
is.
Couple old people in there.
What? You mean I got bamboozled?
I mean, no, they must have, it must have just been, they
I'm
they
glad they went out
us.
Of business.
We must have.
I like that they somehow, like, barred him from entering the casino that's supposed to trap people. Like, it's just, thinking about that's just sad, man.
Why are you glad we're not a business?
No, I'm saying I'm glad the casino ran out of business. It shut up.
Oh,
you're
glad it went out of business. I thought you were saying you're glad we're not a business.
Crummy place.
We are a business. We're starting this thing. It's called a pyramid scheme.
Nope.
Essentially, you just try and get people to
been
sell
there,
things
done
for
that.
You, and you,
tried that a few times in my day. Never ends well. You make too many enemies, they come back for you. That's how I got this scar. And he pulls down his pants and he's got this
large
scar on his ass.
No. In all ways, no, Earl.
I promise
that,
you don't want to get into
that. Does that do your final 2 HP?
I can't see. I'm blind. I'm blind. Jay, hold me. Jay.
I'm downstairs in bed. No. I'm in bed.
Where's Jay?
Bye.
Earl, hold me. Oh, no, don't hold me. And I want to try and, like, walk my way to the ship, just pretending to be blind.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you guys are already on the ship, you know. You're just floating.
I want to walk my way down to the barracks where those two are. And I want to open the door. I just slam it open. I just saw Earl's ass. And I never want to see anything again. Are you here? Hello?
Some things are even fouler than Earl's ass, and I slam my door.
Like what?
I would say if you guys have built it in here to have, like, rooms for yourselves, it would be the bottom deck here is just a square.
I slammed
you guys
the top
have
of my
set up...
barrel that I sleep in.
I was going to say that you guys could have set up partitions.
I forgot we don't have rooms. My barrel.
I would allow you guys to have set up partitions if you want. At least one for Jay if that's, like, more comfortable. Or you can be in a barrel.
I'll have a partition, but I'm also passed out at this point because I have 2 exhaustion. I have 2 points of exhaustion right now.
Yeah.
All
right. I don't like that.
So I'm guessing you guys just want to rest it up. Fair enough.
I dream of Pretzel winning the race.
Yeah.
That's what I dream of. I play it back in my mind over and over again. Where did it all go wrong?
It's a beautiful slow motion scene of you lifting up a shining, sparkling Pretzel into the sky, and then catching her, and then, you know, she flips around in her little
bowl. I look down.
Bowl.
I feel my cheek. I feel something damp. I think it's my natural moisture, but no, I'm sobbing. I'm crying. It's the moment we've all been waiting for, and then I wake up.
And you wake up. You guys have long rested, and it is morning time the next day. Nobody put down, you know, the anchor, and Earl obviously didn't either. So your ship just kind of coasts along while you're asleep.
We don't know where we're going anyway. Like, whatever.
Not that you need to, because while you guys, Earl could tell that everyone was exhausted and also was gone for a very long time. About a few days.
Does he look older?
Old man Earl, every time you see him, you swear to God he's older.
He's got new wrinkles. Do we recover the one level of exhaustion or no?
You guys went on a long rest, I believe.
Okay, if we have food and drink. Do we have food and drink aboard this?
Yes, you were given food and drink when you left Laughing Lot.
My barrel is drink.
And I assume that you would, you know, restock at the Sea Mart before you left.
Yeah.
And with your amount of gold, it wasn't a dent. It's like maybe a few silver.
Yeah, we also have a ton of oranges. So
mm-hmm.
Let's go. No scurvy here. We're going to get the opposite of scurvy.
I'll say that counts as food here.
We're going to have so much vitamin C.
Yeah. So, I mean, for the day here, it's going to be, you know, if there's anything you want to do during the day before nighttime comes, otherwise we're just going to travel as you guys sail the ship. Totally up to you.
There is something.
Uh-oh.
There is something I would like to do.
Well, you say what yours is first.
Well, I would probably just hop out of bed, like, oh man, I had a weird dream. Are you guys in the barracks with me?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm brushing my teeth in our impromptu sink of salt water.
I am not.
Jay, I had this weird dream about a dragon guy, pink suit. It was so cool. So dapper.
No, that was real. That was yesterday. The casino.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We killed a giant dice man.
Hey, is the ship?
Yeah, we didn't put down anchor.
What?
We just coasted through the night.
Oh no, I want to run up to the top.
at the top of the stairs, when you get up there, you see Gillian looking over the side of the ship, just with his arms crossed.
Okay, I'll go up. No. When I go up, what do I see? Like on the, as for like surrounding area.
The surrounding area?
Like, just like for, are we headed towards anything? Are we gonna crash? Are we just going to open
no,
sea?
No, it's open, blue water sea, same as normal. The air is humid and moist, warm. Sky is a bit cloudy, but not super overcast.
Can I have done something before Chip woke up?
What would you like to do?
I would like to have made an arena out of ice with shape water.
So not only do you wake up and you look around to get a view of the horizon and things on the water to see if you're about to crash, you actually don't see anything except walls of ice.
Oh, God. Oh, no. We're in a trap. Oh, they got us. And they got us good. Jay!
There are no
get
tricks.
Get the stuff. We're bailing.
There are no tricks here, Chip. Only me.
Oh, did you lock us in?
Of your actions.
What?
Come, I wish to confide in you, Chip.
Oh,
guys, I got the stuff, and I just have two bags of money.
No, it's just Gil, don't worry. He wants to have the talk. I want to go up, and I want to be like, all right, Gil, so when a little guppy gets a little bit older...
When I was a little guppy, they told me humans were greedy, self-indulgent, destructive creatures who live their lives recklessly at the expense of others.
Yeah, sounds about right.
But when I came here, I chose not to listen. When I boarded your vessel, when I was invited upon it by you and Jay, you took me aboard, and I felt as if I could trust you. But sometimes one must admit their hubris. And when you told me in that moment that a steel ball could have crashed down and swiftly ended both of our lives, what you had did, at first I did not understand.
Hey, hang on, back up. What did I say? Quick refresh.
Chip, you told me for once the truth.
Oh.
And though something like this may easily slip your mind, I know not. You admitted your deceptions for 1 second, and I began to think about the possibility that there have been others. And though I do not know, though I may not know ever what they were, I know that the elders spoke the truth, and what you did was reckless and self-indulgent at the expense of my honor and my pride.
Gil, it wasn't... It was never...
And for what?
I mean, I never would have.
What
hurt you,
did
right?
you gain? What do you gain when you ask someone like Julian to lead first into the abyss?
Well, that was different. I wasn't lying at that point. It was just. I mean, if anything, that was to protect you.
Look, you, as far as I have seen, I have never seen you in a position you have put yourself in to protect anyone. But I have seen you put yourself in front of others not to protect, but to use even for something as small as your own enjoyment. And I am telling you this not to hurt you, but to let you know that you have damaged my honor and my pride, and I need it restored, Chip.
Chip, you feel a cold, icy breeze that blows your hair to the sides.
Gil, look, I was never trying to damage your honor. It's just a good-natured joke, man.
There was among nothing, friends. There was nothing good-natured about what you did, about lying to me, about demons, the things that I have devoted my life to slay, about lying to me. My representation, how I represent my people, has been skewed because I slapped dozens of bald men. Dozens, viciously, Chip. There is only one way to resolve this, as is tradition of the Undersea, and I, Gillian Tidestrider, champion of the deep, I challenge you to ritual combat in defense of my honor.
What? Gil, come on. What do you mean? You wanna fight in ritual combat?
I have no further words to explain, and if I did, I believe they would be tainted. Grant me this, Chip.
Gil, you're not serious.
I look around at the fucking ice arena I have built.
You're serious? Gil, I'm not gonna fight you.
Unlike you, Chip, I have laid my intentions bare.
No,
to me that you are not a selfish creature, you will fight me. If not for you, then for me.
Weird morning. No, Gil, no, I'm not gonna fight you. Why? You got weird traditions, man. No, why would I fight you? Okay, look, you're my friend. You're a part of my crew. Anytime I ever lied to you, it was just a joke, okay?
I know not if these words have different meanings on the Oversea, but where I am from, friends do not deceive friends. Friends do not take advantage of friends.
I never lied to you when it was important.
And their forced ignorance.
I never lied to you when your life was at stake. Okay? You stand here and call me honorless?
Then prove me. Then prove me wrong. Then prove me wrong.
Put down the sword.
I'm not gonna put down the sword. Draw your blade, don your armor, do whatever preparations it takes, Chip. In fact, do me this favor.
Look up at him. No.
Then you are exactly what they told me you were.
Wait, the oh, shit. And what, I'm supposed to kill you?
Are you using Compelled Duel at all?
Not yet.
Well, no.
Not yet.
Yo, I'm not gonna kill you.
You don't need to. But I need to kill the demons you have let sprout from these deeds that you caused me to commit. Out of my own ignorance, I admit, but this, it does not matter. Accept my challenge, Chip. If you are a friend.
You really want to fight me after everything we've been through? Huh? You really want to stand here and tell me you're so much better than me after you destroy my ship, rope me into everything I didn't want to be a part of? And just because I made a couple of jokes, you want to fight me? You want to kill me, Gil? That's what you want
to
do?
I supposed
after I had
to know
your back?
That the animals up here
no,
don't
no, no,
eat
no, no, no.
This gunpowder.
Gillian Tidestrider is done talking.
Who taught
okay?
me that?
It's Chip's turn, all right? I walked into those woods for you. I wouldn't have done it for anybody else. And now you want to fight me? Now you create a giant coliseum to fight me? I had your back. Always. Do you want to fight? Pull out my swords. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, I look him in the eyes. Oh, I look him in the eyes. And I say thank you.
Whoa.
Let's fucking do it.
I roll initiative, walk up the stairs. I walk up the stairs at this point. What the fuck?
When you walk up the stairs, you get hit by a gust of icy wind, and it blows your hair back, Jay, as you see on the left side a prepared and shattered Gillian Tidestrider and an angry, too. Raging Chip.
All right, 14.
Yeah, that's an 8.
Okay. I got an 8 too, but I'll go after Chip just for the sake of.
Well, I was gonna say that, for the purpose of this, since you just got here, your initiative would go last no matter what.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can't guarantee your safety if you intervene.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I am gonna. It's my turn. I'm gonna go for an attack with my longsword. I'm pissed, dude. I'm fucking pissed.
Hey, it's me, the mid-roll, pants. Now check out my mid-roll dance. I'm doing a funky dance right now. You just can't see it. Ooh. Hey, thank you for watching the show. I wasn't supposed to do the mid-roll and stuff today. So I don't have any funny ideas. Any funky funny ideas. But you know what idea I do have? And you know what idea you should have? You should, I'm gonna implant this one into your brain. You should give us $5 on Patreon. What? No way. Crazy. You know what you get for $5 on Patreon? You know what you get? You know what you get? You get $5 worth of content. That's right. $5 worth of content. A whole campaign. A whole campaign. Seven episodes out. Six episodes out. Seven episodes recorded. Seventh on Wednesday. Don't miss out. That's a whole week's worth of content for $5. Think about it. And then you get high quality downloads of all the art we do for our show. Every thumbnail, you want that as a wallpaper? Boom, bam. Explosions and shit. We got high quality downloads for you. You can even see the character sheets of characters like Clorton, who I haven't posted yet as of recording this mid-roll. But soon, maybe. You know what you get for $10? You get our post-podcast. The one where we talk about the show after the show. It's the show about the show after the show. You know what I'm saying? You're picking it up. You got basic listening comprehension. I don't think you'd be listening to this podcast otherwise. Oh boy. Okay, that's all I have for you. Goodbye. That sucked.
Yo.
All right, fuck eight. This. I got a 13. I'm going to use Favored by the Gods to add 2d4 to it. That's going to be a 19 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. I'm going to use Divine Smite.
Holy shit.
I'm serious about this. I am going to do 11 slashing damage and with Divine Smite... It is going to add 2d8 radiant. So it's going to do 11 plus 6 radiant damage. So 17.
Next up, Chip.
Okay, where does that put me?
All right, you were facing each other on the opposite ends of this this makeshift ice arena that was basically built on top of your ship as it moves.
As soon as you drew your weapons, I took it as an acceptance.
And as soon as you came out, you screamed and you drew your two swords. It was a blur and a dash, and Gillian immediately attacked you with, you know, glowing eyes and lightning surrounding his
Dude,
body.
Dude, I'm genuinely pissed off at you right now. Like, I'm still fucking in it.
And as he rushes you and you get attacked, you feel the power of Gillian Tidestrider, but it doesn't make you scared. It makes you more angry. And you're
oh,
up.
Oh, God. Okay.
What the fuck?
It's your turn, motherfucker.
So, do I get, like, blown back or anything?
You just get attacked, but there's no knockback from these attacks, yeah.
No tricks, stand here and fight me now.
Well, if that's what you want, and I wanna go and I wanna run in and I wanna slide and slash at his legs.
Okay, roll to hit. You know how this works.
That's gonna be a 17 to hit.
That doesn't
hit. But I that doesn't what?
AC's 18.
Are you two weapon hand? Yeah. Hand? Are you hand? Two weapon it? Like hand holding? Two-handed weapon. Are you doing that, Gillian? Are you still using your shield?
I have a shield. I have a longsword and a shield.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to go to slash at his leg, and then I want to slash at his back with my offhand.
Yeah, I step out of the way of the first slash.
If you do not put your heart into this, it will mean nothing.
You're distracted by emotions, and you haven't really been much of a graceful fighter in your days, Chips, as you're all self-taught, and it is just completely distracting, the anger is. And it's causing you to miss both attacks, but you're still in it.
All right. Is that my turn?
Next up is actually Jay.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm
so Jay
here.
Comes up on the deck and is basically a bystander. You just witness this ship get... His blood basically splatters out as Gillian attacks him.
Okay, one second. I'm going to check something.
In the background, you guys hear very distant.
Fucking old man!
Who turned the AC on? Hey! Why is it so goddamn cold?
I'm an arrow.
That's weird. My AC is very high.
That's a good one. What the fuck?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just like.
I already see Chips a little bit bloodied, right?
Yeah,
and Gil is pissed off.
Basically, what you're witnessing is a fight of honor between two dudes.
Do I
not
even know that?
But I also do look slightly glad.
No. You see an angry grin on Gillian's face.
Okay. First things first, I'm gonna run in between them and put my arms up. Like, what the fuck is going on? Calm down.
I would assume that.
Stay out of the way, Jay!
I would assume that neither of you are allowing that. So.
Seeing that how Chip reacts, I think.
Yes, Chip, finally you have the right idea.
What are you guys doing?
I'm just saying that neither of you would be willing to be separated by Jay.
No.
So, Jay, okay. You would have to basically contest strength on both of them.
Oh, my God.
If you were trying to push
me back. Hold me back.
I stare at my -1 strength.
Yeah,
wait,
well,
why are you fighting? What? What happened? I went downstairs for 2 minutes. I just heard
yelling. Why don't you ask the fish?
I stare at Gilly.
None of this would have happened if it weren't for your actions, Chip.
Oh, are these the consequences of your actions, Chip?
Chip is redeeming his favor with me, Jay.
God, do I even get into that?
Well, you probably, I mean, no, because it's a favor.
Yeah. Oh, if it's the favor, I mean.
And also, if you're not going to roll the strength checks against both of them, then you wouldn't separate them, and they would still be completely face-to-face.
Okay, I'm going to be a passive observer for now, I guess. Good luck, Chip.
All right, Gillian, you're up.
I'm going to be pissed if he doesn't fucking do a lot to me. I'm going to be fucking pissed. All right, I'm going to use Thunderous Smite. Gillian's eyes light up with this crackling energy. His hair glows as well and floats upwards. You see the coral on his head radiate. And I am going to go for another strike with my longsword. This time on the backswing, I'm just going to use like the butt of the blade and just try and hit him with it. That is a 9 to hit.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. I miss, and that is going to... That'll end my turn.
Okay, so you wanna go with the butt end of
the
blade?
I go the butt of the blade, yeah.
Alright, when you go to do that, I wanna slip underneath it and just kinda, like, bump you, like, trip you forward.
I should not be surprised by moves like this from you.
You know, I pulled you out of that ocean to try and help you, and I wanna slash at him.
That's what I believed as well.
That's a 21.
That hits.
Okay, that's gonna be 5 points of slashing damage. No, piercing.
Okay.
Then why? Why treat me like this?
Treat you with what? Kindness? Trying to help you? Keeping you safe? I made a couple jokes, Gil. and I want to slash at him again. It's a 12, doesn't it? You destroyed my ship! You sunk my gold! How is making a couple of jokes worse than that?
And whose actions think you're so much led better? To that?
What? Say it again. I didn't hear you. I'm kind of mad. Just say it again.
I don't fucking say it again. I'm going to go for an attack.
Hold on.
Unless Jay has something she wants to do.
Yeah, so for my action and for every action thus forth, I'm going to just prepare an action to intervene if it looks like somebody's about to fucking die.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I will allow that you can do that. You'll basically, as soon as you see that someone's in danger, you'll have your reaction to burst in and however you decide, intervene. So, after that, next up, Gillian.
Taking another swing, baby. Swinging upwards again, going for the longsword hit again.
We're brutal.
Right, close combat.
Brutal.
Jesus Christ. Oh my god, I got another 9. Ah, shit.
Doesn't hit.
Does not hit.
Miss!
All right. In that
let's
case,
go, Chip!
In that case, let's see, what can I do?
Fuck.
All right.
I bet money on the fish. 1,000 gold.
That's my turn. That's my turn. End of my
turn. Be fair, I do too, Arrow.
Can I run at Gil and go for like a leap over his head and like a slash at his back, and then go running up to the top, like the side of this arena, and stand up there?
Yeah. You don't have to ask. You can just do that.
All right.
But you have to roll for an attack, and after that, it'll be an acrobatics check.
Okay.
24 hits, by the way.
24, yeah, 24 to hit. That's gonna be 9 damage.
Good.
And then I'm gonna running up.
Do I get an opportunity attack? Or
well, I wanted to go behind you so that it would be harder.
Oh,
if you attack me,
if you're leaving my range.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're behind him or in front of him. If you leave his attack range, he has an opportunity attack as his reaction. But it's pretty cool because you vault over him and slash him and then dart behind him.
You will not weasel your way out of this.
Okay, cool. 17 to hit, plus 5, 22.
Okay.
So that's going to do 12 damage plus the smite I can finally crack open. The thunderous smite is 2d6 because I've had that active. So it's going to do another 3 thunder damage. So it does 12 slashing and 3 thunder. So 15 total.
How's Chip looking?
With the sound of crackling energy, you slice into Chip's back, returning the strike and the scar. And
Do you remember this power, Chip? I used it against one before you, much balder.
Okay, as he does that, as I'm trying to run, I would probably just fall over to the ground. In front of me, look down and see like some blood.
Yeah, you're back now down. And like going pouring down your shoulders and the size of your ribs is just your own crimson liquid from your body. And you guys see that Chip's initial movement to run up the wall is basically stinted as he is stricken. He's basically stricken down and falls.
All right, and at this point, with my turn not over, I'm on the ground with Gil standing over me. I'll take my swords, drop them to the ground, move up to my knees, and look up at him. All right, what now, Gil? Gonna kill me? Go ahead!
Are you forfeiting on me, Chip?
Sure. I don't know. But I'm not doing this anymore.
I will not accept a forfeit. I will accept a win or a loss. As tradition as it has always been.
You know what, Gil? Fuck your traditions. You want to win it? And I want to, like, grab his hand and pull his sword up to my neck. Go ahead.
You know this is not victory for me. You've cheated me before, and you cheat me now.
Do what you gotta do, Gil.
Then pick up your swords and continue.
I go to...
Jay's gonna run up and kick the sword out of Gil's hand.
Sorry, what were you gonna do before that, Jim?
I was gonna try and stand up, but I can't. I have 3 HP.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stop him from standing up. I'm not gonna...
I can. I would just fall back to my knees. You can see that I am very visibly defeated.
So it's an attack roll contested by the target's strength. So you would make your attack roll a weapon using another item or your hand.
Whatever you're disarming me with, right?
Yep. All right, I'll use a short sword because that gives me my best chance.
Okay, I'll roll strength.
Wow, I'm rolling awful today.
11? I might roll worse. I got a 10. Woo! I did roll worse.
Oh my god, this never happens.
What does Jay look like or say as she runs up and swipes at Gillian's hand to try and knock the sword?
So she was up on the edge of the arena, like up where the slope was, where Chip was trying to run. She just kind of slides down, pulls out her sword, and like swings upward towards Gil's sword and knocks it out. Enough! What is this accomplishing? You're just killing each other. My God,
no one will die today, but if something is to live, it must be the honor that was taken from me.
Your honor? How is this honor? How is fighting your friend's honor, Gil?
You can still call me a friend if you stand up.
No, I don't want to call you a friend.
Oh my God, Chip, shut the fuck up. Jesus, you are such a fucking bastard. You know that? And Gil, what if you're talking about your traditions? How far has that gone you, huh? Why are you up here then if your traditions have done you so good, huh? You're both fucking stupid. You're accomplishing nothing. There's a giant arena on our ship because you want to fight each other. Why? What are we doing? We've been together for a month and things are already in wrecks. We've lost one ship. We've lost all our money, somehow gotten it back. This is stupid. This is dumb. Chip.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you ever thought about maybe instead of trying to defend your actions, maybe apologizing once, you know? You're kind of an asshole. Yeah, sure, they're jokes, but they're not good jokes.
All due respect, I didn't get much of an opportunity to apologize before Fishstick over here was trying to stab me.
Did you even try? Tell me that, Chip. Did you even try to apologize to him once?
It's not even your problem, Jay.
It is. We're a crew. We're supposed to be in this together, you know?
No. A crew has loyalty.
And what have you done to earn our loyalty, Chip?
Where I'm from, loyalty is built on trust.
Are you kidding? I stood by you. I didn't want to be there on that island. After you destroyed my ship, I stood by you.
Chip, you know, it's not even Gillian's fault.
How is that not enough?
It's not even Gillian's fault our ship got destroyed, okay? Listen, you want honesty? I knew full well that those lemurs could shoot fire. I knew full well that they could have hopped onto the ship at any point and blown up the gunpowder we had on it. Which, why did we have the gunpowder anyways? I could have stopped it. I didn't because I thought it was funny, you know? I thought they were cute. I wanted to see them up close. And now the old
bastard.
Ship is... You are. Have you seen the stuff you've done since we got on just to laugh a lot?
Jay, it was just jokes. I don't...
The jokes? At what? At what expense? You know, Gillian's not wrong. But Gillian, you're also not right.
I never put you in any danger.
Didn't you?
When? Name one time!
The bugs that we had to fight because...
It was bugs, Jay. It wasn't a sword at my fucking neck!
And who got you into that situation?
This isn't a crew. I never should have picked you up in that ocean, Gil.
Then I never should have taken your hand.
My fucking god.
I want to pull the swords, just pull off the chains and leave them. Get off my ship. I don't want to walk away.
Do you accept defeat?
Sure. I'm going to walk down back to the barracks.
Oh, this is a fucking mess.
Well, Jay, it has been resolved.
Has it? Has it really go?
How long until it melts?
Sheathe my sword.
Who's winning? I can't see shit over here!
Chip has accepted defeat, and it will melt in... It's about actually 30. Pretty cold where we are.
About 50 minutes, because it's only been like 10, maybe.
I feel like nothing has been resolved, Gil. I actually feel like they're worse than ever. You know, Chip isn't a bad guy, okay? You know, he's a bastard, sure. And he lied to you, and he shouldn't have done that, obviously. But I think he has good intentions at the end of the day.
That's what I want to believe, too, Jay. That's why I did this.
That's why you stabbed him several times? I feel like this, yes. This could have been resolved in much better ways.
Not for me. Not for who I am. He looked injured after our battle, and I do not know if there are any medical supplies aboard the ship. I shall go tend to him.
I don't think he wants to see you right now. I'll handle it. I don't think he wants to see me right now either. Fuck. Oh, this is a mess.
Oh, I'm gonna walk downstairs. I'm gonna walk downstairs.
Uh-oh.
So, Gillian, before you go to the hatch to walk,
yeah,
to the bottom deck, before that, Chip, what do you do as you left much earlier, leaving them with the words of "Get off my ship"?
I want to go down to the bottom deck, and I just want to sit at my cot, and I want to pull out the coin that I got from Arlen when I was a boy, and just kind of look at it and say, "Never would have happened to you."
As you're sitting and twirling and flipping the coin on between your thumb and your index finger, you've been having a hard time, you know, remembering a lot of things and a lot of the good stuff from when you were a kid and on the ship, but you do remember a very specific memory in this moment, and it's you and Arlen. You've just played a prank on on Dre.
Yeah.
And he was upset at first, but he ended up coming around, and it was a good laugh for the entire crew, because his hair was sticking straight up. You know, slipped some oil into the water that he uses to bathe. And you're sitting with Arlen just somewhere in the main deck, and laughing, and he goes,
"So you like pranks, huh? You know, a good prank always ends with everyone involved laughing. If someone's upset, well, then it wasn't very good."
And then he just kind of rubs your hair as you hear the sounds of your boyish laughter, saying, "I can do that too." And then you're still staring at the coin. And that's where we're going to end the episode.
Nice!
Hey, what's up? It's me, Conficcion, again. And today, I'm going to be reading books from a library. Yep. For instance, we have this fine specimen right here, the Jazzy Bagpiper. It's about a man who wanted to be different. And did bagpiping in his jazz band. It's super, super crazy. You know, the rhythm's all over the place. You know how jazz is. He's jazzing. we got Viridin, which sounds like a epic fantasy in which three men and a elf travel the world in search of a pumpkin pie recipe to rival their grandmother's. Cat Aesthetic. This is a drawing book. This is a coloring book. Where you're coloring many, many different cats, many different poses. That's what you do with that one. Creepy Reaper. This is some Stephen King stuff. You know, it's like Pet Sematary, except instead it's about a creepy reaper who's reaping. It's not even like the reaper necessarily. Like, you know, he's reaping what he sowed, and he sowed grass. Or maybe like wheat. What do you sow typically? Either way, they sowed that, and now he's reaping it. But he's also really creepy. Oh, this one's good. Cake Vape Master 69. I'd like you to draw your own conclusions about what you might be reading about if you read this book. I'm not gonna paint in that picture for you. Kirby Wafro, from hit Nintendo author Masahiro Sakurai. Comes Kirby and his quest to find Wafro, which is his funky way of pronouncing waffle. Old Man Skeletal. This is like scary stories to tell in the dark, except it's like, you know, the framing device is this old man in a rocking chair who's telling these kids who don't get off his lawn about some stories about his lawn and why they shouldn't be here. King of Ranch. This is a battle royale book. This is a book of, it's like Hunger Games, except it takes the hunger part of the Hunger Games very literally, and it is testing who can survive drinking the most ranch. Who can do it? It's the King of Ranch tournaments. Awesome. Anon, don't read or acknowledge. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened there. That was weird. Serene is actually a skeleton. It's about a person named Serene and how they are actually a skeleton and how they are trying to hide that fact from everybody around them. But it doesn't go as planned, and funny, kooky, crazy stuff happens. Oh boy. Indie Mindy 9. This is a book about the best. It's like the 30 before 30. It's kind of like indie games, but they're Mindy, and there's 9 of them. I don't know what any of that means. I was not ready for this today. you know Yulun. You know Yulun. It's just the struggles of a man trying to pronounce, you know Yulun. I think I actually got it. I think I'm doing, you know Yulun. Awesome. Oh, Gillian's biggest fan. This one is a fan fiction about Gillian. There's unspeakable things in here. We don't talk about that. You've heard of Persona 5 and Persona 5 Royale. But have you heard of Persona 5 Rescious Snivy? Because I have. Their profile picture, Rescious Snivy, it's Joker from Persona 5. And I just couldn't really come up with much more. We got Cornier Comet here. Cornier Comet is a book about how it's a very corny comet. Like, not literally corn, but it's like corny. Like, it's as it flies by the Earth, it drops some puns, maybe, you know, like that kind of thing. Pretty funny. Jumpiest Venus 34. It's about Venus at the ripe age of 34, going to a jumping rope competition to prove all the doubters that they can jump. They can jump more and better than anybody else. They will be the jumpiest. Your gal pal Valerie V, for some reason this makes me think about the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, but instead it's the Sisterhood of the Traveling Gal Pal. Basically, they mail around Valerie V, and that's what's keeping their friendship together. What? Edgy Moss. Ooh, this one. This one's either like an art book, or it's about a forest of moss that whose sharp. It's sharp. Its bark hurts more than its bite, or something. I don't know what I'm doing right now. Riker Kurotu. This is the story of Riker Kurotu, a hero passed down by legends, who once went and slayed, felled 15 different dragons, all in one single slash with his mighty sword. And we got Zigzag Sugar, a cookbook that shows you how to create funny creations with your food by zigzagging the sugar over top of it rather than putting it in a stupid, lame, straight line. Why would you ever do that? Nongzlotl. This is a book about the last living axolotl. And its trials and tribulations as it tries to find its place in the world. These suck. Salutation. Well, you know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. Ooh. That's a lot of Oogarth in there. JRWI Enjoyer. This is just a graphic novel of our campaign. That's awesome. Divinator. A story about someone who divinates the future and seeks to prevent it using magical powers. I'm not made for this. I'm not made for this whole being creative. And Jay Newell, the man, the myth, the legend, born of the gods, and yet his fate is that he must slay them. Oh, chupa. Okay, anyway, I'm done being cracked out of my mind. Hopefully you enjoyed whatever that was. Thank you guys for being $50 patrons. It really means a lot. It helps us so much. More than I can possibly explain in this Patreon read. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode, and if you did, see you next time. Woo!